bottom of Kafkesh Shomer Aleph. Omer Le Mark Be'echa Be'tevish Lohayu Bo'maymed. Omer Le Mark Shisha Be'dei Rav Chiz L'Rav Ashi. Ma'ishno Halef. The Dochi Didei. Ma'ishno Musaf De Lo Dochi Didei. The Gemara thinks now that Halel pushes away Shachris, but Musaf only pushes away Ne'ilah, and not Musaf itself. And therefore, there was a question, why does Halel push away Shachris, whereas Musaf does not push away Musaf? Omer le'Ravashi, hashtad lav didei dochi didei lo poshke. If Musaf pushes away what's it called? Even Ne'ila, surely it should push away its own maimed of Musaf. So the question is no question. Rashi, maishno halal the dochi didei maimed the shakras. Maishno Musaf the lo dochi didei. Diktani, yom shiyesh bo Musaf, ein bo mincha.
Let's, second.
Bach. Right. Okay, ein bo mincha. The loktani ein bo musa. Mashma only pushes away mincha, not musa. The lodochi didei ela de mincha pushes away the maimed of mincha, not the maimed of musa. So Mara says that's not true. It pushes away musa and mincha. So Amar lei hachi kamilach enochanami. That's what I meant to ask. Lo lidchi ela didei. Why does it push off musa and mincha? Just push off Musaf. Just like Halel only pushes off Shachris, doesn't push off Musaf. So why does Musaf push off Musaf and Mincha? Omer Lei, Iker Rabbi Yossi, the Koi Kavasach. First of all, Rabbi Yossi Taka holds like that, that Musaf only pushes off Musaf and not Mincha. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Yesh Bo Maimed. Any day when there's Musaf, there still remains a maimed. Where it says maimed the mai, which maimed? Elaim a maimed the shachris, right? If you'll say that when there's a musaf, but there's no halil, the maimed of shachris remains. Ha tanakama nomi hachikomer. Tanakama also holds that the maimed of shachris remains. Ela maimed the musaf. Must be yom shiyesh bo musaf, right? What's it called? There's the Rabbi Yossi holds, there's still a maimed of Musaf. That can't be. Didei nami lo dochi. Shouldn't push away its own maimed. Surely there's no Musaf according to anybody. Even Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no maimed of Musaf. Ela de mincha. Right? Must be that there's still a maimed by mincha. And Rabbi Yossi argues and holds that you don't, Musaf doesn't push away Musaf and mincha. It only pushes away Musaf. And therefore, the question is not a question, according to Rabbi Yossi. So Mara says,
the Gersa should be, one second, Ela de Mincho de Ne'ila,
Ela de Mincho de Ne'ila, Shema Mino, okay, Korban Eitzim Dochi, right, so Mara says like this, look at Rashi, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Yesh Bo Maimid, Va'atanakam Bapali, he always on the Tanakam, but Omer Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Ein Bo.
So these Rashis are missing something or distorted. So they have to go to Bach.
Bach says, "Ein bo b'ni'ila." Okay, when there is a 1 second. Domer yom sheyesh bo musaf, ein bo b'ni'ila. V'asr b'yosi l'meimer diyesh bo ma'imid apopi sheyesh bo musaf. El alav d'ni'ila hu. Domer b'yosi diyesh bo ma'imid ve'ein musaf doche oso. Right, so b'maisa, there are days when there's musaf. This is the way they learn that there's days that are musaf when there's a carbon eitzim, right? And the carbon eitzim is docha mincha. So it can't be that the maimed that we're talking about is mincha, because he says kol yom sheyesh bo musaf. There are some days that are musaf, and there's also a carbon eitzim, and therefore there is no mincha. So it must be he's talking el alav d'ne'ila, right? Talking about Ne'ila, it still remains. Shema minah, didei dochi, belav didei lo dochi. Right? And Chanami, Musaf pushes off only its own, what's it called, maimed, just like Korban Eitzim only pushes away Mincha, and not the Ne'ila. Shema minah. Okay. Okay, right. Shmami no, didei dochi, lav didei lo dochi. And the Chanami, it only pushes away its own maimed, not another maimed after that. So the verse says, v'lishni nomi be'echod b'nisan, lo hoya bo maimed. It says, be'echod b'teves, there wasn't a maimed, because there was shachris, and it was Hanukkah, so there was challah because of Hanukkah, and there was a, what's it called, a musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, and there was a korban eitzim that day, so there was no maimed at all. Where it says, you should say Echad b'Nisan also, same thing. Echad b'Nisan, there was halal because of Rosh Chodesh, there was musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, and there was a korban eitzim on that day, Echad b'Nisan. So there shouldn't have been a maimed then either. B'nei sheyesh bo halal, the korban musaf, the korban eitzim. Marav is also meres halelu, the b'reish yarchol avderaisa. From here you can learn that halal on Rosh Chodesh is not minat Torah, it's only a minig. Domer of Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yovel Tzedek, Shmon Asar Yom B'Shana Yochid Gomer Bo Nesahal. There are 18 days in the year in Eretz Yisrael that we say a halal, say halal, the Elohim. Shmon Asimei Chag, 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Sukkot, Shmon Asimei Chanukah, the Yontif HaRishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, the Yontif Shal Atzeres, and Shavuos, is 18 days. Uvigola and Chutz La'aretz, Esrim V'Yechad Yom, 21 days. Ve'elohim, Tishas Yimei HaChag, 9 days of Sukkot, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, Shnei Yomim Rishonim Shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, because it's Snake of the Yoma, maybe it's the first day, Ubeis Yomim Tovim Shal Atzeres, and 2 days of Shavuos. Rav Ikla LeBavel, Chazinu De Kokori Halel Bereish Yarcha, Rav went to Bavel, and he saw they were reading Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Sover Latsakinu, we wanted to stop them. Kivan de Chazah, the Komet Nidalge, the Luge, Omar Shmamino, Minigavosein Bidem. He saw that they skipped, like we do, they skipped some of the partials. We skipped Lolomnu and Ohafti, so he saw it was only a Minig. Tana Yochid lo Yasnu, a Yochid shouldn't start Halal on Rosh Chodesh himself, only the Tzibur, then his school Gomer, but if he wants to, he can say Halal. And therefore, the Halacha is, according to some, Gra holds like that, that you only say Hallel B'tzibur. Only the Chazan says a bracha, everybody answers Amen, and they say Hallel together B'tzibur. If you daven Hallel, if you daven in your house, the Yechidus, you don't say Hallel in Rosh Chodesh. Halacha, we paskin not like that. We paskin that in Hiskel Gomer means that even a Yochid, if he wants to, can say Hallel, and therefore even the Chatchila, you can say Hallel by yourself. Okay. Tosus is medayik from here, that we make a bracha on Halal of Rosh Chodesh. Even though it's only a minig, there are certain minhagim we make a bracha on, and certain minhagim we don't, even though the Gemara we had in Sukkah, that on Chavitas Arava, since only a minig, if it was minig neviim, then you don't make a bracha. If it was takonis neviim, you do make a bracha. Mashmal on minig, you don't make a bracha. So Tosa says, there's minhagim that are just tiltul bi'alma, stop taking an Arava. It's not a choshev enough minig to make a bracha. But halel is something that's choshev, and therefore you make a bracha on it. Others say, wherever there the minig is to do something that in another place you make a bracha, then we make a bracha even on the minig. Where the thing, there's no similar thing that you make a bracha on, there's no netilas harava that you make a bracha on bichlal, then there's no bracha on the minig either. Okay. Rashi. Zoso Meres, Midlok Tani Nami Be'echad Benisan, since it didn't say that Echad Benisan also was a day when there was no Maimid, Al Mahal of Rosh Chodesh Lo Dochi Leila Maimid. The Halal of Rosh Chodesh doesn't push away the Maimid of Shachris, because it's only the Rabbanan. It's only a Minig. Shema Minot, the Lav de Raisel, Ela Min Hoga Tigil Gamon. Minig of Osem Yedeim, of Al Halal de Chanukah, Kigon Be'echad Beteves, Vare Dochi. The Halal of Chanukah is de Raisa. Right? Or it's like de Raisa. Even the Nevi'im Tiknu, Shiu Omrim Oso, I'll call Perek the Perek, I'll call Tzora, Shavot Tavu Aleyen, Kishinigolin Hoyu Omrim Oso, Agulosan, Kid Deoraisa Dami. It's like Deoraisa, since it was a Takonis Nevi'im, to say it when there were Tzoras and you're saved from them, so a Takonis Nevi'im has a Din Deoraisa. Yochid, Kolomer, Afilu Yochid, Gomer Buenas Ahalo. All these days, even a Yochid completes the Halo. She called Echod the Echod Chayiv Ligmar Bo Sahala. It's a Chiyuv on every Yochid. Meseches Erechim Beforish, Maishno the Gomer, Kol Yemei Achag, LePesach Lo Gomer El Yom Rishon. And in Erechim, the Gemara explains why Sukkos is different than Pesach. Why in Pesach you only say Hallel the first day, and the other 6 days is only a minig, just like Rosh Chodesh, and you don't say therefore a whole Hallel. And on Sukkos you say the whole Hallel every day. Mishum the Chag HaSukkos Cholik BeKarban also, because Sukkos every day is a new carbon, so every day is a new yontif. B'chol echad echad kechag b'tnei asmodam. It's like a new yontif. But Pesach, it's the same karbonos every day, and therefore the halal of the first day goes for all the days which are equal. And the Taz says an extra added reason that we don't want to say halal on shvish al Pesach because the mitzrim drowned, and you don't say halal when people died. And mainly, you don't say Chol HaMoed shouldn't be bigger than Shmish or Pesach. Uvegolish also Shnei Yomim Tovim Mishum Sveika in Chutz Laaretz where they make 2 days Yontif because it's Sofik, right? So you say 21 days. The Medalge Vluge Kegon Anan like we do. The Medalge Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu V'Nasil Min Hashem Zechoron Yivorech, right? Where we skip Lo Lanu. He doesn't mention we skip also a hafti, but that's also. Lo yaskel, eno tzorech lahaskel b'Rosh Chodesh. Yochid doesn't have to say halal on Rosh Chodesh, but if he started, he should finish. Okay. Okay. Hei dvarim iru es avoseinu v'shivasa v'tamuz. The five things that happened on Shivasa v'tamuz. Nishtabru haluchos min olam. How do you know the luchos were broken on Shivasa v'tamuz? Tanya, Bishisha, the Chodesh, Nitnu, Aseres Adibros, the Israel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shiva. Shaila, when Aseres Adibros were given, the 6th or the 7th day of Sivan. Man, the Omer, Bishisha, Nitnu, Bishiva, Olamosha. The one who holds that the Luchos were given on the 6th day, so they were given on the 6th day. On the 7th day, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the 40 days. Man, the Omer, Bishiva, Bishiva, Nitnu, Bishiva, Olamosha. And the one who holds that it was given on the 7th day, he went up on the 7th day. So everybody agrees that the 40 days start on the 7th day. And this is not from Psukim. That's a Kabbalah, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the 7th day of Sivan. It's seed. Vayikra Moshe Vayom HaShvi. Right? Not everybody learns this pasuk like that. The Gemara over here learns it like that. Yom HaShvi means the 7th day of Sivan. Others learn that it was 7 days before Matan Torah. The Yom HaShvi is before Matan Torah. Uksiv Ayova Moshe B'socha Onan Vayala Lahor. Vayihi Moshe Bahor Arboim Yom Varboim Laila. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Har 40 days and 40 nights. Esrim V'arbo the Sivan, and the first day he went up wasn't counted. The 7th day, because it didn't have a night before it. So you started counting from the next day, from the 8th day of Sivan, that's when you counted the 40 days. And they made a mistake, and they started counting from the 7th day, and they expected Moshe Rabbeinu back on the 16th of Tammuz, and that's what they made the eagle. So Esrim V'arba the Sivan, 24 days of Sivan, the Shitzer the Tammuz, and 16 days of Tammuz is altogether 40 days. Molu Arboim B'Shitzer the Tammuz, right? And on the 17th day of Tammuz, that's when the 40 days were finished. Nochis, also the Tavrinu Luchos. He came down from the mountain, he saw them making the eagle, and he broke the Luchos. Uksi, Vayika, Shikor, Valamachane, Vayaris, Vayigil, Vayashlech, Miyodah, Vesaluchos, Vayishav, Rosam, Tachasahar. So the Luchos were broken on Shivas, Rebetamus. Rashi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shiva, Vetamayim, Mikrob, Nesech, Shabbos, Perek, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains from Psukim why they argue whether it was the 6th day or the 7th day. Beshiva, Olamosha, Lekabla, Luchos. On the 7th day, he went up to get the luchos and bring him down. Kolomar vade lekaman de polig alo de masnisim diktoni to be yitzayim betamuz de shabra luchos. Nobody argues that the luchos were broken on the 17th day of Tammuz. So there must be a way that both Rav Yossi and the Chachamim count the 40 days the same way. Bechlau de kulos sviruhu de b'shiva ova. He must have gone up on the 7th day. V'lav nikron afkalon. The Beshiva Allah. We don't learn from a pasuk. The high Beshiva Yishkon Kod Hashem Har Sinai. Vayichasu Amen Sheshes Yomim. Vayikra Moshe Vayom Hashvi. Ikaman Dedorish Le Meseches Yoma Ki Acher Matan Torahu. Not this was not on the seventh day of Matan Torah. It was after Matan Torah. But the Maaseh, so we don't learn from the Pasuk. It's just the Kabbalah that, according to this Mishnah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the seventh day of Sivan. Mishiva b'Sivan had Yutzai v'Tamuz Ika Mem Yom. Chavdala to Sivan, Shehu Malei. Sivan was a Malei. So there's what's it called, 24 days left to Sivan to make the, what's it called, the Yudvav to Tamuz, and 16 days of Tamuz. Hari Mem Yom, Shomad Moshe Bahar. Bukla Tomid Gemara. That's a Gemara. Rashi says, Kach Kibalnu Mi'avoseinu. That there's no psukim. The Tomid was bottled. We have a Kabbalah that that's when it was bottled. Huvka Ir, and again we said this Machlokas, where when it was bottled. First Beis HaMikdash or second Beis HaMikdash? Huvka Ir, B'yitzayin Havei, Boksiv, B'chodesh Harvi, B'tisha L'chodesh, V'yichazek Hara B'ir, Uksiv Basrei V'tzibokha Ir. It says in Yirmiyahu that on the ninth day of Tammuz is when they broke through the walls of the city in the first Beis HaMikdash. Omer Rava lo kasha, kam b'rishon kam b'shniya. Our Gemara holds that the first Beis HaMikdash, they broke through the walls on the ninth. The second Beis HaMikdash was the 17th. The Tanya b'rishon lehufkoyer b'tisha, b'tammuz b'shniya b'shivasar bo. So why do we keep the 17th? Why do we keep both days? So they say that originally they kept the ninth because that's what happened in the first Beis HaMikdash. But the Iker wasn't which day, it was the Iker Takana of the Nevi'im was on the month. This is a month of fasting. So they had a fast in Tammuz, and they had a fast in Av, and in Teves, and so on. When the second Beis HaMikdash had happened on the 17th, they couldn't make two fast days within a week. So they moved it to the 17th, because anyway, it's in the same month, and the second Beis HaMikdash is more serious because it didn't come back in 70 years, and also it's a more Evel Chodesh, it's more Nogea to us than the first Beis HaMikdash.
You just say that other things happened.
What?
There are other things also happened.
I hear, but they wouldn't have made a Tainis for those other things. Had it not, the Tainisim had to do with Churban Beis HaMikdash. Happened to be that other things also happened then. Others say the Rishalmi says not like that. Rishalmi says the first Beis HaMikdash also was on the 17th. It says the 9th, they made a mistake. They lost track of the days. It really was the 17th, they thought it was the 9th. So that's the case why the Navi recorded it with a mistake. He knew when it was. People made it. He recorded it in a way that we know how bad things were, that they lost track of time. So it was recorded in the Navi in a way that would reflect how bad the situation was. Even though it happened on the 17th, they thought it was a night.
If they lost track by that many days, then wouldn't they be keeping Shabbos on the wrong day? I mean, everything would be wrong.
No, they lost track of the date. I don't know if they lost track of the dates.
But if you have the Shabbos every 7 days, you can't mess up the date.
No, you can't mess up the days, you can mess up the date. The date goes by the moon. So they lost track of when Rosh Chodesh was or whatever. They kept the same days of the week, or they lost track of the date. They had the same thing later. The Gemara says by 15th of Av, they thought they lost track of the days.
No, but 8 days off?
You see the moon every day. I mean, it's hard to imagine how you can make such a big mistake.
In the middle of the month, maybe it was cloudy then. They didn't see the moon every day. Nice, well, it's shaykh to make a week difference in dates when there's nothing except what's in the sky to tell you. And the moon in the middle of the month isn't so clear. You can see the moon, difference in the moon. The Gemara says that Aedim can make a difference also between different days of the month. Because you lose track of time. You don't know. You have a calendar. Huh?
But one day, but not...
Yeah, no, 8 days. 8 days in the middle of the month, from the 9th to the 17th. It's if there wasn't a moon, they would see. Or they weren't busy looking at the moon because they were had Tsaras. They were hiding in bunkers or whatever. Okay. Okay, Sorof Apustimus is a Torah, Gemara. Right? That is a Gemara that Apustimus burnt the Torah. And the Shiloh was which Torah, we said? The Torah that of Ezra that was in the Azara, or all Torahs. So any Torah he could find, he tried to burn. So the Torah means Torah in general. Hemid Selim Behechom in Olin, Deceivom Eis Husra Tomid, Velose Shikut Shome.
from the time of Talmid Shtab, right, that's when this they put a selim in the Heichel. The Chan Havis, Mor says there's only one. Boksi v'al knap shikutzim mishomim. There's two. Omar Rav and Trehav. Really, there were two tzlamim that the Menashe put in the Heichel. The Nofel Chad al Chabrei, one fell on the other one. V'tavri liyadeh. And he broke off its arm. This is the way, there's a few different ways of learning. Tosfos says two ways of learning here. Rashi is totally mixed up. Rashi here, they bring down that the Chidah says that this Masechta, there's a lot of mistakes in Rashi from copyists, and it's very difficult to get the right gears in Rashi sometimes. So there were two of them, and one fell on the other, and broke, A fell on B, and broke B's arm. Vishtakach to have a kosev, and they found that it was written on Anat Savis Lechruve Teisa, Yoda Hashli Maslay. According to one Girsa, it was written, they found written on A, the one that fell and broke B's arm, they found written on A, you wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and you paid with your arm. That's why I fell over and broke your arm. You paid with your arm. Rashi. Umeish Husar Hatomid lost a shikut shomeng. The Be'esh Yehusav and Spatla Tomid, but also Yom Nasan Shikut Shomeng. The Hainu Humid Tzelev Heichel. The day that the Tomid stopped, that's the same day they put a Tzelev in the Heichel. Boksiv Al Knaf Shikutzin, Kolomer, Oksiv Kroach Rina, the Ksibe Shikutzin. Mashma Treis, Mashma is a minimum of two Tzlomim. Trehav, Shemida Menashe Beichel. Menashe put two Tzlomim in the Heichel. The Nofel Chadav Chabrei, the Katoy Liyodeh. The Hadikta Loko Choshev. And therefore it only counts one, because the one whose arm was broken, you don't count. Because basically it became bottle. Behind the Chiv Shikut Zecha. That's why one Pasuk says two, because originally there were two, but when one fell on the other and broke its arm, the other one wasn't counted, so in the end it was only one. Yishtakha Deceiv Alahut Selim Hochi. And on that Selim was written the following. And Tzavis Lachruve Beisei, you wanted to destroy the Rebbeinu Shlom's house, the Yod Chashlimasle, Hatzelem Omer Lechadero, right? The one, it's if the one of the idols said to the other, Ata Ratzis Lachruve Beisei Shomakom, you wanted to destroy the bias of the Rebbeinu Shlom, Shehi Tisa Yisrael Acharecha, because you made the Jews follow you, right, to fool them, to follow Avodah Zarah, and I, what's it called, made nekama with you and paid you with my hand. Now, the my hand, Lachar doesn't make sense over here, because he didn't pay him with his hand. The other one lost the hand. So, difficult Rashi. Lashon Acher, and Sovis Lachruve Beisa, the Yodcha Oshlessly, Lashon She'ilas Caleb, Klover Ba'ola Beyodi. And I was successful in stopping you. Also, the Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Tosis, the Omid before, says, Tup shot him. He says that, Perish Motsu Kosov Al-Hayad Shenechdecha. The first shot is they found it written on the severed hand of the first one. That's where they found this written. Right, you gave up your, what's it called, koach to do that. The Yesh Meforshim, the second shot is the one that we said. This is the one mostly is the one that makes sense. The Ksiva was on the Tselem that was not broken. And this is what it said. It said, you want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, right? And you paid with your hand, right? You paid with your hand. I knocked off your hand because of that. Okay. What? No, it was a nace. What?